In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from John, the 12th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a bit of a fad today to seek what is real and authentic. We want real disciples. We want real Christians. We want a real church. But in our desire for what is real, in all of our seeking and searching, I wonder if there is room for a real sinner. Can someone who is actually broken find comfort? And if so, how? Because there is no comfort in fake smiles. And those seeking something real or tangible or authentic have a good radar for the fake. They see through the cliches. They know when they're being manipulated. And the last thing someone needs when they're desperate for real is a phony. The fault, though, isn't with the church here, but also on our perception of what is real. Ironically, our idea of authentic is often a make-believe ideal. No one is authentic the way that we want them to be. Some come close, but what does it even mean to be authentic? What does it mean to be real? And what would a church look like if it were authentic, if it were real? And what sort of authentic real Christians fill the pews of this so-called real church? See, I think the same sort of crowd went out to meet Jesus with palms in their hands that first Palm Sunday. Some, I'm sure, believed him to be the king and would do whatever it took to follow him. Others saw the crowds and joined in, not really knowing why they were there or who was before them. Some were there for political purposes, equivalent to passing out flyers both for and against the king of Israel. And others likely gathered to tell them to go home. Nothing here to see, just some pomp and some circumstance. Others just happened to be there at the moment, at the place, without any clue or any care of others. The point is, this is reality. And reality is messy. It's full of sinful people who have bad motives, those who are fervent in belief, and those who couldn't care less. And so it is in the church. The church is not an ideal, an imaginary place where everyone is gung-ho and happy all the time and everybody always gets along. Sometimes the faithful fall asleep. Sometimes they daydream. Sometimes they don't know any better and just repeat the same old cliches. And sometimes, they get it. They love it. And they thirst for more. But we're all here together at whatever point we happen to be today. And that's what it means to be real and authentic. We don't need to try to generate one common emotion or one common excitedness. And we're not all in the same place, and we don't share the same degree of sufferings either. But I'll tell you that if you can't be here with your sufferings, and you can't be here in your sin and brokenness, then the church is failing to be a real place. Then it's no longer authentic. For suffering is very real. But honestly, What matters most, more than whether we or the church as a whole is authentic, whatever that means, is that the one who rides into our midst is real. The one who rides into our midst is authentic. And that's the Jesus we get this Palm Sunday. We get the Jesus who rides into Jerusalem humbly. He comes to his own in weakness, not as the Lord Almighty, but as a servant, not with power, but with humility. Our hymns capture this, don't they? Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. The intro captures this too. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Even the angels rejoice because the Son of Man has come to redeem sons of men. This Jesus is the King of Israel, the King of angels, the King of creation, and the King of all mankind. And he comes into Jerusalem righteous and having salvation for us. Now is the time. Now is our redemption. Now, after all of our striving, after being real and authentic, after all of our falsehoods, after all of our selfishness, after all of our delusions, after all of our sin, now is the time where Christ puts all of that away and defeats all of it. Now our King comes, and he comes to set us free, not with gold, not with silver, but with his holy, innocent suffering and with his bitter death. Look, the Pharisees said, the whole world has gone after him. Dear Christians, may that be the case among us. May we, with all our inauthenticity, all our faults, all our failures, all our sins, all our weaknesses, all our shame, all our guilt, and everything that pulls us down, including death and the devil himself, may we too go after this Jesus. Because without him, there is nothing. No forgiveness, no life, no hope, no salvation. But in Jesus, there is forgiveness. For he was high and lifted up for you upon that holy cross. In Jesus, there is life. For he who was dead is alive again. In Jesus, there is hope. For because he lives, you too shall live. And there is nothing, not rulers, not powers, not angels, not sin, and certainly not death. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And what's more, in Jesus, there is salvation. For if the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. You are not a slave to sin. You are not a slave to evil. You are not a slave to death. You are not a slave to the devil. You are free in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this Jesus, who rode into Jerusalem amidst palm branches and shouts of Hosanna, is the same one who rides into your midst this day. Not on a colt, the foal of a donkey, but on bread, on wine, even on the sinful lips of this called and ordained servant. Jesus rides not unto death today, but unto you, that he might bestow forgiveness, that he might bestow salvation, that he might bestow everlasting life. For Christ, who has died, is risen again, never to die again. And if you're looking to be authentic and real, And if you're seeking a church that is authentic and real, then receive with humility and patience the real one. His name is Jesus Christ, true man and true God. And from this sacred meal, from this holy altar, the Lord makes you partakers of his life. You share in his great humility. Here you share in his patience. Here you share in his victory. Here you share in his resurrected life and joy. This is our reality. This is our Lord. This is our King. This is our Master. This is Jesus, who was dead and is alive again. To him be glory forever. Amen.